My parents argue a lot. I run to my hiding place in the big tree when they fight. The tree keeps me safe.
You know, the Bible says that God is your hiding place too. Hi, welcome to a brand new week here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you have a favorite place you like to go when you're worried or scared? Maybe you go in the closet or under the bed or even up a tree. While those places might seem like safe places to hide, I know of an even better one. When you're worried or afraid, you can always turn to God, just like it says in Psalm 27. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. Our story today is called The Hiding Tree. Because there was so much arguing going on inside the house, no one heard Jude slip out the back door. He ran across the yard and shimmied up his favorite tree. Somehow, sitting in the big old tree made Jude feel better, safe from things like noise and heartache. The tree was his hiding place and escape. Jude stayed in the tree for a long time. He listened to birds chirp and sing. He watched small, quick squirrels run around the yard. The day looked better from high up in his favorite hiding place. There were no problems here, and still his heart was very heavy. Jude, called Mom from the back door, where are you? Jude saw that his grandma was there too, so he climbed down and walked slowly toward the house. Grandma wants to know if you'd like to go home with her for a while, said Mom. Do you want to? Eagerly, Jude nodded. That tree you were in must be very special to you, Grandma said as they got into the car. Your mom says you spend a lot of time there. I like it up there, said Jude. It's away from everything. He sighed. But it's almost winter. Then I won't be able to hide in my tree anymore. Sounds like you need a new hiding place, said Grandma. And you know what? There's an even better place where you can take shelter from the things that trouble you. Jude was surprised. There is? Where? Any place you want it to be, Grandma replied. It's the Lord's presence. Because you trust in Jesus, His Spirit lives in you and He's always with you. He wants to help you and remind you how much He loves you. You can talk to Him anywhere, anytime. Jude kicked his feet together, looking down at the mat in the car rather than his grandma's gentle gaze. What if I don't want to talk about it, even with God? Grandma was silent for a moment. Then remember that Jesus knows exactly what you're going through and promises to give you strength, she finally said. If you don't want to talk, remember that He loves you so much He died for you and know that you're safe in His care. He will listen whenever you're ready and will carry you through. So how about you? Where do you go when you feel hurt, sad, or afraid? When you feel like you need to get away and hide, remember that God is with you. He wants to be your shelter and your hiding place. He provides comfort and peace through His Word, His Spirit, and the community around you. Wherever you are, He is with you, and He cares for you deeply and promises to help you. Our key verse is Psalm 91:1.
The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty.
And our key thought for today, rest in God's care.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
My name is Charity and I'm 12. I just wanted to say how much I love your radio. It is a really blessing to me to listen to it, and the songs are really awesome. They get you in a good mood and tell you your worth in the Lord and in daily life. I listen to you every day. You are a blessing to me. Thank you guys for all you do.
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.